Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Firefighters are working to contain a massive wildfire in central California. The Creek Fire in the Sierra National Forest has scorched more than 45,000 acres. Amy Mostafa from member station KQED reports more than 200 people had to be airlifted from a popular recreational area this weekend.
The fire broke out near a popular recreation area in Sierra National Forest just before the crowded holiday weekend.
With the COVID-19, we're seeing unprecedented amounts of visitors to the national forest as it is.
That's Madera County Sheriff Tyson Pogue. He says the area's spotty cell service makes it hard to alert hikers and campers to the fire danger.
If these folks that are out there don't know that there's a problem, they may not flag down the helicopter or may not even realize that we're out there looking for them.
Polk says officials will focus on evacuating more visitors to the park. At this point, they simply don't know how many people are out there. For NPR News, I'm Amy Mostafa.
Fire officials say the blaze was caused by a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used during a gender reveal party. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's willing to resume negotiations with congressional leaders on the next round of coronavirus relief legislation. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin said he and the president agree on the need for additional fiscal relief.
We should do more stimulus. We have about 7.5 million jobs that we need to get back until we're back to where we were. And we want to help small businesses. We want to help businesses that are particularly impacted by this. And we'll continue to work on proposed new legislation.
Lawmakers remain far apart on the cost of the next relief package. Democrats are proposing a $2.2 trillion bill that includes an extension of additional unemployment benefits, which expired for millions of Americans in July. Republicans are offering about half of that amount. Investors are watching to see if the recent surge in tech stocks will remain steady. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports a two-day drop in prices sent the major indices lower on Wall Street last week.
September is historically one of the more turbulent times in the market, and with a major election coming up, that could be especially true this year. High-flying tech shares like Apple and Amazon have been driving the major indexes up sharply for months, but investors are reassessing them in the wake of a report in the Financial Times. It said the Japanese conglomerate SoftBank has been making major options trades, which have helped send tech companies higher. Stocks fell Thursday and Friday, and the major stock indexes lost ground for the first time since June. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. More than two dozen members of a fraternity house at West Virginia University have been suspended for violating coronavirus safety protocols. The university says the fraternity member who tested positive for the virus and had been ordered into isolation attended a party at the frat house. The university says 29 students received interim suspensions on Sunday. The students have been banned from campus and cannot take classes, including those offered online. Hollywood's first big-budget thriller to play U.S. cinemas in 5 months has posted its first box office numbers. NPR's Bob Mondello has more.
On its first weekend in the U.S., Christopher Nolan's time-bending thriller, Tenet, has taken in a little over $20 million. That figure comes with multiple asterisks.
Don't try to understand it. Feel it.
While it includes a week of previews in Canada, a third of U.S. theaters are still dark, including all cinemas in the nation's two biggest markets, New York and Los Angeles. And where theaters are open, they're capping capacity at 40% or less.
This is about survival.
With all that said, the figures look respectable, especially as Tenet, which opened a week ago in some international markets, has also crossed the $100 million mark overseas. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
A powerful typhoon has caused widespread damage throughout parts of southwest Japan. Typhoon Haishun has damaged buildings and left thousands of homes and businesses without power. It's the second major storm to hit Japan in a week. This is NPR News in Washington.